If you've been in the vicinity of Royal Avenue near McBride Boulevard, you've undoubtedly noticed some changes to the roadway. The team working on the Patullo Bridge replacement projects has made some changes to the road as works on the infrastructure project continues. In a February 16 notice, the project team announced that weekend lane closures are coming up on Royal Avenue, between McBride Boulevard and Dufferin Street. Please be advised that additional lane closures will be implemented on Royal Avenue between McBride Boulevard and Dufferin Street so crews can excavate the roadway and install temporary steel road plates for vehicle traffic as part of ongoing rehabilitation work on the Royal Avenue overpass, said the notice. Intermittent lane closures will be happening on Saturdays, from February 18 until the end of March. Between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. some non-noisy work may take place after 6 p.m. These are the traffic pattern changes being implemented while this work is underway. Westbound vehicles on East Royal Avenue, the westbound through lane will be closed. All turns to McBride Boulevard will be maintained. Asterisk eastbound vehicles on Royal Avenue, one lane of eastbound through traffic will be maintained. Asterisk northbound vehicles on McBride Boulevard, northbound left turns to Royal Avenue will not be permitted. Trucks from East Columbia Street will be detoured to Front Street for westbound travel. General traffic from East Columbia Street heading for Royal Avenue will continue onto Columbia Street and follow detour signage. Asterisk right-in, right-out access to Leopold Place and Bushy Street will generally be maintained. However, there will be some turning restrictions at Bushby Street. Access will be maintained at Leopold Place. While there will be some traffic pattern changes for motorists, the notice states that the sidewalk on Royal Avenue will be maintained. The Patullo Bridge replacement project includes construction of a new four-lane bridge that will include modern, wider lanes, separated by a center median barrier, as well as dedicated walking and cycling lanes on both sides of the bridge that are separated from traffic by a barrier. The new bridge is scheduled to open in 2024.